Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello everyone, Andy here, and here's what you can look forward to in today's episode.
In today's episode, I was joined by Kunnan Anoil as we preview week 13 in the NFL. I predict the winner of Texans against Colts.
This could be the start of the unraveling in Lucas Oil Stadium, and I'm going to go for the Texans to win.
Kunnan has a surprise result up his sleeve.
I do, even though it's completely wrong, and I completely accept people saying that I'm bit of a fruit bat for saying that, but yeah.
And much more as we predict each game winner in Andy versus the guest. Hope you all enjoy.
You know what annoys me, right? So I had Shemai Kroisa Ian Across the Pod podcast. Hello and welcome to the NFL podcast. Andy Adui, and welcome. Gunavi Heviu is my guest today. Is Kunnan Anoil from the Welsh podcast that is Dear Helmed and Fitio.
I mean, firstly, before I get into it, that was superb. That was brilliant. I wasn't expecting that at all. That was nuts. I was warned about that at all. That was great. It was like
being back in school. I loved that. That was great. I'm good, man. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. I've been looking forward to this. I know there's been a couple of times where I've just let you down. There's one time I was in the airport ready to get a flight to Mexico, and I just couldn't make it that time. But no, I'm good, man. Even better after that warm welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. I mean, I planned this all day. I thought I wouldn't tell you to keep the surprise. And also, like, it's not me. Like, I did A-level Welsh, and I was probably two-thirds fluent in school. Then when left for uni, never used it. And I did try and speak that without actually doing any sort of prior homework to it. So that's my sort of my rusty Welsh coming out then. I always thought
it's good.
I should definitely, try and learn it again. But it's just, I haven't got the time to learn it. But I think, you know, if you try speaking Welsh the whole episode, I think I would definitely struggle, you know. to say certain words, but you know, that's the extent of my Welsh knowledge at the moment.
No, you know what, I would struggle to do it the entire episode, and that's why I speak at home. That I would struggle as well. No, don't even worry about it. No, it's really good, actually. That's real good.
Thank you very much. For those that weren't aware, I was saying hello, welcome to the Across the Pod NFL podcast. I was here with Kunnan Anoil. So you know, I first met you on social media, on chat, on WhatsApp, and I first met you in person was at the Dublin Games last year, the college game between Florida State and Georgia Tech, and you've since been back since. But you are also not only you are a Welsh NFL podcast, not only are you a college football fan, but you are also a New Orleans Saints fan. I've already heard this answer. I've heard it on I believe it was an NFL UK video where you talked about, you were interviewed and someone asked you.
Yeah.
I know the reason why, but for the benefit of the audience, what made you a Saints fan?
Okay. So since we have a little bit more time, I can ramble a little bit. I mean, you can tell me to shut up at any point if I go too long. But so in typical, stereotypical fashion, I was raised on a farm. Yes, I had sheep on the farm. Yeah, you get the jokes in now. Yes, the Welsh person was sheep. Yeah, whatever, I've heard it all, okay? So on this farm, I'm trying to remember when it was. Let's say I was maybe 15, 16. Let's say it was about less than 10 years ago, whatever. So we used to have like these Kiwis and New Zealand, you know, shearers coming over almost every year. And they would spend the summer with us. They would stay at the house at the farm for like 6 months, whatever, or even 3 months, whatever. And there one time there was this young guy who was like in his late 20s. He brought up his Xbox and all his games, and he was like, "Oh, I mean, I'm too old for all this now. You can have them." So I was like, "Okay, the first time meeting you, I'm happy with this. Fine, whatever." And one of the games was Madden 11, Madden NFL 11. Now I had never had any prior, you know, exposure to the NFL, because again, being Welsh, being raised in rural North Wales, it was all rugby. Like, rugby was my religion. So I would never dare touch the NFL and any American footballness. But I thought, you know what? Hey, I'll go with it. And yeah, I just remember sticking it on. And then at the start of the game, you have this like really epic monologue from Drew Brees about, you know, how important the Super Bowl win was for the CEO of New Orleans, or for the, you know, the stay, or for whatever, for the place, and you know, Hurricane Katrina devastated everywhere, and just how important it was for the community. And I was there, and I was like, I've never been to America. I don't even know this guy. I've only just realized what American football is for the past 5 minutes, but I'm on board. This is my team now. And so I'd never touched like any other team on Madden besides the Saints. That was my team. And then, yeah, just stuck with them, went to uni, got into the American football team, started playing there. And then, yeah, just stuck with them. And then I think it was that first year of uni, it was that dreaded PI call game, the one against the Rams, which I don't want to talk about much. But yeah, that's how we got into it. And yeah, if anything, regretted it ever since. So yeah, that's me. That's that's how I'm a Saints fan, really. Nothing like I've been to the States and been like, oh yeah, I really got involved in New Orleans or anything. No, I just picked up the game, and that's how I got into it.
I'm glad you mentioned Madden 11, because that is my favorite ever Madden. And that intro is part of the reason. I mean, I got into the sport watching Drew Brees, watching the Saints against Chargers on TV 2008. And, you know, I remember buying the game. And I think as well, not just even just to do with that, but to do with when you start a game, they have the players walking out the buses, you know, the fans doing the barbecue. And the whole presentation is so much better than what you have nowadays. But that intro, I remember especially, I always think that like sports intro music is maybe the best thing about sports, whether it's you watch a match a day, whether you're watching Sunday night football, the intro music you have there. I kind of feel like if you're excited about a game, whatever sport it is, whether it's Wimbledon, whether it's Formula One, rugby, and you've got an intro that start the program, the theme music comes on, or like a montage you have after the intro, it just gets you hyped. And I feel like that game and that moment, especially in Mad 11, Drew Brees, is, I think, the ultimate montage to get you hyped to play a game. I mean, 100%. I certainly am playing that and being like, right, I'm ready to go here. I don't have the ball, but, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to run the ball like every play. You know, it's incredible. But I think Madden certainly needs to learn from, you know, from old games. And I would 100%. Love to, if I had a time, I would love to sit there, buy Madden 11 and change all the players' names to the current players. I would love to. All the time to do that, it'd be so good, because the players wouldn't look like the players, and that would be the only issue. But and they'd have like San Diego and Oakland and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, the presentation just makes the game so much better, and the gameplay maybe more clunky than it is. I don't know what it was like. It probably seemed great at the time. Now it's not as good now, but I would love just for the presentation alone, I would love to give it a go.
I wouldn't be surprised if like some modders or some, like, I was never like a computer gamer, but I wouldn't be surprised if some modders are able to make that a thing where they can put the current rosters but have it in that style of presentation that we both love. I honestly wouldn't. I don't think that's too big of a challenge for them. I don't think so, no.
I agree. I see people do it with like FIFA. Like, I saw someone the other day with a model. it might be in Pro Evo or FIFA where they literally put the 99 Premiership season in the current game, and you can play with all the players and the old Wembley's on there and stuff like that. But I kind of think I don't think it takes that much time for them to issue the game. Get the home set down, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, and say, right, read the script, sound dramatic. I don't think that's hard to do.
No.
Even Mac Jones would get me hyped. If he spoke that, even he would get me hyped. So, yeah, fantastic.
Mac Jones.
And I'm getting you on a good week. We'll start off the predictions. We are getting on a good week. It is Thanksgiving week for those who are listening, who are in America. Mm. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving. But before we get on to our predictions, let's go back to the results of Andy versus the guest. So the actual week's not finished yet. We are recording this Monday night, but me and David, who came on for week 12, actually had the same prediction for Monday night. We've both gone for the Niners to win. So we can say who won week 12, and it was David by a landslide. We had three different scorelines different. This was Jags against Cardinals, Browns against Raiders, and Bills against Texans. And David went 3-0 in those three games, so he is beating me. So now it means it is level at 5 apiece in Andy versus the guest, meaning in week 13, Conan, you've got the task of trying to, for the first time since week one of the season, put the guest 1-0 up, the one score up over me. So, yeah, pressure's on you now to beat me.
God, I don't know. I don't do well under pressure. I don't know how I'm going to do with that. Well, we'll see. You know what? It was actually, I quite enjoyed this week's matchups, actually. I mean, didn't enjoy the Saints game, but no. But you know what? This season as a whole has been really enjoyable, actually. Like, I know I've seen a bunch of, like, screenshots of people, like, all the memes being like, have I been transported to, like, 2017 NFL? Like, what am I looking at? Seeing the, you know, the Colts up there, the Steelers up there, you know, at the time, it was no Chiefs, or the Patriots up there as well. They're like, well, what is going on? What is going on? But no, I've thoroughly enjoyed it this season. And yeah, I guess, I'll have to bring it for the guests, really. Bring a dub for the guests this year.
Well, it starts off I think one of the games of the week, and certainly the one of the highlights of the Thanksgiving slate. It's an NFC North battle, which could have major implications on the division and the playoff standings. We've got the Lions, of course, their annual 1 p.m. Eastern tradition of hosting a Thanksgiving game. They host the Green Bay Packers. Now, Detroit Lions finally won a game on Thanksgiving for the first time in years last season, which they almost lost if it wasn't for the play calling and timeout mishap of Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for a Packers win. I think the Lions were not lucky, but they almost lost that game against the Giants. And Giants are a good team, and the Packers had their issues, but their time, they looked really good. So I think this Lions team seems, I don't know whether the win they had last year might have, you know, reversed this juju they have, but I've watched Lions in many things. Like, they've been the best they've looked in years, and they still almost lost that game to the Bears, who weren't good last season. So I think I'm going to go for the Packers to win. Who's winning it for you?
You know what, this was hard. Okay, I know. Yes, on this day, or you know, this year, the Lions are the better team. Even though I'm a massive fan of Jordan Love and the Packers as a whole, but the Packers seem to really struggle and lose against, you know, the almost subpar teams, and they seem to find out the bag with, you know, the big oppositions, or especially rival teams. So I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm going to be going against you, Andy. I'm going to go back the Packers. I'm not too sure if Josh Jacobs will be back that week, even though Emmanuel Wilson still had a good day on Sunday. I don't know. I just see Jordan Love every week he just seems to get that much better. I feel like it's getting the momentum. You know, the start of the season was a little bit slow, and then it seems that as well in the games towards the final quarters, he's really getting into his motion. So I see the Packers coming up big, and I think another biggie will be Matt LaFleur really having to step up his play calling as well. I've seen so many memes of like everyone, like the foe of him on the tablet, and everyone's like, oh, he's just typing in how to call plays, and it's always inside zone or whatever. There's a viral clip of the Eagles defensive line like calling out what the play was going to be, and they ran it anyway, despite the defensive line going, oh, is that inside run to the right? And they just did it anyway. So I think they need to get that out of the system. And I think they have it in them. You know, they have the defense now, especially Micah Parsons there. And like I said, Jordan Love's really firing on all cylinders. And Roman Dobbs has been playing quite well, actually, even though I'd be expecting more from Matthew Golden. But no, Roman Dobbs has been good as well. So I'm back in the Packers here.
Did I say Lions or Packers win to you?
Lions.
I meant to say Packers. I thought I'd... I don't know what happened, and I'm not just saying it's just because you said the Packers. I generally meant to say the Packers win.
unless because you spoke about the Lions win last year, I was like, oh, he's going for the Lions. And then I was trying to think of an answer myself. Maybe that's on me. Maybe I'm just short-term memory. Maybe that's on me. But I'm sure you said Lions.
Yeah, I thought I said Packers. But either way, I'll establish it now. It was the Packers. So we've gone to our next game, which is possibly going to be the most watched regular season game in the history of the NFL. We got the Cowboys against the Chiefs. Kanan, who wins it for you?
Oh, God. You know what? Even though it's completely wrong of me to say this, I do see Dallas winning. I just, even though, yes, the Chiefs are the better team, the Chiefs should be winning this. It is the Chiefs to win. But there's just something about the Thanksgiving games in Dallas where you have that, you know, Dolly Parton singing the whatever halftime show, the pregame show, and then you have that, I forget the charity name, the bucket at the end of the end zone. I just think about Zeke jumping in it and like doing the little whack-a-mole thing. But Dallas seemed to bring it out of the bag every Thanksgiving game. And I don't know, I see it happening again, especially after the big win against the Eagles, you know, yesterday anyway. That's without CD playing at the best of his, you know, capabilities as well. That's George Pickens really doing most of the heavy lifting. So I see Dallas winning this. I do, even though it's completely wrong, and I completely accept people saying that I'm a bit of a fruit bat for saying that. But yeah, I'm backing the Cowboys for this.
Interesting. I'm going for the Chiefs. Now, the Cowboys haven't lost a game on Thanksgiving since 2021, and that was the overtime loss against the Raiders. So they did lose the year before that against the football team. But after that, they've beaten the Giants. They've beaten the Commanders again there. They've beaten Giants again. So it's some pretty easy opponents. But either way, and I would love to agree with you, because I would love, you know, actually, I'm the Cowboys. I haven't got this hatred that other people have. And the Chiefs, I don't want winning games just because it's... I want someone different winning the AFC. If it's not, apart from the Patriots and Bills, maybe. But I kind of feel watching that game against the Colts, and we are actually recording this before the review show we're doing, which is going to be recorded tomorrow night. So I'll give my take on the Chiefs game, potentially in that episode as well. But I felt like that game for me, whilst I feel like the Colts really threw that away, I feel like the Colts should have won that game, you know, 20-9 up, you know, in this game. I feel like what we saw from the Chiefs was, this is the team that when the going gets tough, they're down and out, they find a way to win. And Mahomes making some throws all game long. This Colts defense was giving him nightmares, was really getting to him and really win that battle between the trenches. But he found a way to get a job done in that game. And I feel like, you know, it was a huge game. I think a loss could have really... I think they said on the coverage, if they won the game, it was a 58% chance of making the playoffs. If they lost the game, it was like 28% or 25%. So it was a massive win for them. And I feel like... I still feel... We were saying this in the week 12 review, is that right now, Bills and Ravens haven't got a great playoff record when it matters. The Bengals have had Joe Burrow injured. They're probably not going to make it. The Colts, they've yet to be proven in a big game. You know, Daniel Jones, you know, could still become Daniel Jones from the years gone by. So there's no outstanding candidate. And I still think the Chiefs, you know, could easily still win this conference. And I think that kind of win, really, I think, could really be that game that, you know, you think about if ever you watch a Football Live documentary and you have that, there's always that turning moment in the season. I think last season for the Eagles, it was a game against the Browns. There's a turning point in each season where teams have these struggles and then they come back and find ways to win. Patriots for years did this. You know, they had these poor starts and found the way to win. So I still think the Chiefs, for me right now, should be the favourites to win the AFC. And I think they're going to win this game. You know, I put Dallas at KC. It's actually KC at Dallas. Of course it is. I think even if it was in, I think, you know, Dallas, fair play to them. The 21-0 deficit, come back. Great win for them. And George Pickens is playing right now, maybe his best of his career. The runs he was making, the catches he was making in that game against Eagles was insane. And I think, you know, it's going to be the Chiefs for me, and I think they're going to win. Our final game is the free hit game out of the three. You have the tradition of the Lions game, the Cowboys game, and the third game is always a bit of a free-for-all. Could be anyone. And this year, it's the Ravens hosting the Bengals in a AFC North battle. They probably weren't expecting when, you know, the team to start 1-5 and, you know, 2-2, whatever. But obviously, Burrow's apparently going to be playing on Thanksgiving. I think, for me, stupid. I think the season's done. I think at this point, just write it off, bench him, preserve his health. But the Ravens, they're top of the division. They were 1-5 and they're top of the division. It goes to show, first of all, how bad the Steelers have been recently to allow this to happen. But also that they could have either got, there was talk at 1-5, 1-4, they were going to trade away Derrick Henry, you know, Lamar Jackson, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, not trade Lamar Jackson, but, you know, there was talk of him maybe, you know, being rested for more time because they thought the season was done. But they stuck together, they haven't had their heads go down. And what have they done? They're top of the division. And I think, again, even if Burrow is fully fit and, you know, the defense is that bad, I know they did well against the Patriots at times, but this defense is really bad, and I think that this Ravens team is going to keep rolling and going to get the win.
I'm going to agree with you on this one. I'm gonna agree with you. I know, you know, there is talk of, you know, Joe Burrow, like you said, Joe Burrow coming back for this one, and I somewhat agree with you as well. With like, is it really worth risking his health? Again this year, throwing him back in again behind the subpar O-line, which, as I say it, they have actually been playing better as the season has been going on. The Chase Brown's has had more production as the season's gone on as well, and Joe Flacco's had a little bit more time in the pocket, but still, like, I wouldn't trust the offensive line with my life. So I don't think they should throw Joe Burrow in and have him trust them with his life. So I completely agree. And I think Lamar Jackson is also looking for almost like a bounce back game as well, because he wasn't really at his best against the Jets. So I think playing against, you know, below average, or, you know, a really poor defense like the one that Cincinnati has, I think it's something that's really going to build his confidence anyway. I reckon we'll see a pretty good game from him. Maybe one from, say, that Zay Flowers as well, because I can't remember the last time Zay Flowers really had like a massive game. But, you know, I don't know if it'll be like a landslide, because these Bengals-Ravens games seem to be high scoring, as always go down to the wire. But no, I will be agree. I'm agreeing with you on this one. I think the Ravens will be taking the game. I reckon they will be taking the dub.
Friday night, Black Friday, involves the Eagles hosting the Chicago Bears. Now, Kanan, we'll go to you first. Who wins it for you?
Oh my God! The Bears are 8-3, by the way.
Incredible. Insane. I'm talking about
How has that happened? How is that? You know what? No, I'm not going to do that again. I'm back in the Eagles. The Eagles are going to be out for blood. It is the one thing. They are, especially after losing to Dallas the way they did, they're going to be out for blood. I don't know if it's going to be as easy. I don't know if it's going to be as easy as, you know, to just on paper it should be. But yeah, I'm back in the Eagles here. I feel like I don't know that. Yeah, no, I'm back in the Eagles, but I'm just, the more I think about it, the more it's like, oh, I don't know. You know, these Bears seem to like always seem to hang on and seem to get the win by the end of it. But no, I think Jalen Hurts had a really good game Sunday. I think AJ Brown had a somewhat good game as well. So I think maybe Devontae will want to have something to say against the Bears. Maybe this D-line will be too much for Caleb Williams as well, because we know how he likes to scramble, likes to, kind of make plays on the fly. So I'm envisioning somewhat of a repeat of like a Super Bowl sense of keeping him in there, having to make him make decisions from inside the pocket, which he won't like. And yeah, that, I think that's the key to it, especially with, stellar defense that the Eagles have anyway. So I'm gonna back the Eagles on this one.
You put the word out of my mouth. I'm going to Eagles as well. The same reason. I mean, I think it's a coin flip game. I think both teams are equal records and all their base in the records. But I think one team's lost, one team's won, and I think Zach, you said it right, looking for blood. I think they'll be eager to get a win here. I don't see an Eagles team like this winning two games in a row. I think they're the most consistent team in the league. They find ways to win. They're not the best to watch. I don't think you would pay to watch Eagles compared to maybe the Rams or the Ravens on their day or anything like that. But I think the Eagles, they get the job done. They're the reigning champions for a reason. And I just think that the Bears won, but the Bears won by 3 points against a struggling Steelers team who didn't have their starting quarterback. I think against a fully firing Eagles team, you've got Devontae Smith, you've got AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts, the stellar O-line. Barkley's not been himself, but he's got that potential to turn it on when he needs to. So for me, I think the loss hurts the Eagles more than... No, actually, it doesn't actually, because they're going to win this division no matter what. The only thing it affects the Eagles is their seeding in the NFC.
Yeah,
I think the Bears, if you told them to start the year, you'd have what, 8-4 record? If they lose this game, their record is still sitting, they would have bit your hand off start of the year. So I don't think the Bears will be too annoyed at the loss. And I think, I've got to go by my predictions, the Packers are going to win, the Lions are going to lose. So really, one team's losing anyway in that division. So it's not the worst thing for them to lose. But I think the loss has really damaged the Eagles' chance to be the number one team and having that home advantage. And I do think that as well will be a reason why they win. Playing at the link is always a tough place to go. So, yeah, give me the Eagles to win. And then the next game we're focusing on is the first of the Sunday slate, which involves our two teams, as the Saints travel to Miami to take on the Dolphins. Dolphins on a bye week. The Saints post the Falcons loss. Conan, you're the guest. I'll let you go first in this one. Who wins it for you?
Oh, my God, that Falcons game. That Falcons game, really. I watched the highlights just before this as well, just to prep me for this as well. And it's like, oh my God, man. Oh, I don't know. The Dolphins have been recently, ever since, I can't remember what the turning point was. I don't think it was a meeting. I can't remember what happened. There's something happened recently. And then ever since, they've kind of like, again, they've just not found their way to win. They have been clearing teams, but the offense looks to be working again, is what I'm trying to say. And with the Saints, I'm a massive Tyler Shuck fan, massive fan of him. And, I know it, hasn't got the best record. The Saints don't have a best record anyway, but it shouldn't be. If anyone's watching or anyone, is looking at the Saints record thinking, oh my God, he sucks. It's not really not him. He's quite consistent. His completion percentage is often very good. I would argue it's the play calling and the lack of run game that we have when Alvin Kamara is out. Because Tyler Shuck was the leading rusher for their game against the Falcons, which is a nightmare. And just, I think, all these like trick plays to Taysom Hill where it just gets 1 yard. I'm getting sick of it now. So it's just the play. I think the play calling is the thing that lets the Saints down. And I think we're too far gone now into the year for that to change drastically. So I will back, even though it pains me to say this, I will back the Dolphins on this one, even though I can see the Saints somehow pulling something out. They seem to do that. But no, I'm back in the Dolphins here. I think especially with Achan's healthy, isn't it? Yeah, but I'm wrong. Yeah. You were on the bye last week or this week even. Yeah, sorry, my bad. Yeah. So Achan is Achan. Like the Saints always seem to struggle against a solid running back. So I feel like he's gonna have a field day and the Dolphins are gonna win. That's why I think.
Yes, I agree. I'm going for Dolphins as well. You mentioned Devon Achane. I'm looking at now. I don't see any real recent articles, but you know, when I was in the Dolphins press conference, first of all, he looked absolutely wrecked. He looked like he was limping a little bit. He didn't look great, but he said it was all fine. So I'm hoping that if it gets to Sunday, and I think even if he's not fully healthy, I can see Ollie Gordon maybe taking a step up in the game. You know, he got touchdown against the Commanders in Madrid. And I just think that if it was against maybe 25 other teams in the league, I would be a bit more worried about the loss, because I don't think offense was, I think it's been great against the Falcons, against the Bills, but I think it struggled a little bit against the Commanders. But I think, you know, that defense, I think, will cause problems. You know, you've got Chop Robinson back now, Jack Jones back-to-back games with, you know, forced fumble one game. Obviously, the interception, which helps seal the game. You've got Jordan Brooks, who's the leading tackler in the NFL. So I think this defense caused a lot of problems to the Saints team, who, you know, the way I see the Saints winning the game is probably Chris Olave having just an insane yard back and catch game. Alvin Kamara maybe having a sort of an encore, a great sort of performance out of nowhere. And I just feel like I just don't trust many parts of this Saints team to trouble me. And I think I said this before the Commanders game, I think the thing that will beat us is ourselves more than the Saints. I can see, you know, Tua having a disaster class or, you know, missed kicks and pats. And I think there's ways we can lose ourselves. And with Daniel calling the horrible game, but I still back ourselves at home as well, off a bye. I think there's, you know, even more reason to suggest for me the Dolphins will win this and move to 5-7. Next up is in Carolina as the Rams travel to the Bank of America Stadium to take on the Panthers. I think this has potential to be an upset. I think the Panthers have it in them to cause problems for the Rams, but I'm going to play it safe. I'm going to go for my current NFC champion pick in the Rams. Mm. I think they're rolling right now. I think this is a team that, you know, Devontae Adams had a great game on yesterday. You know, he's been a great WR2 for the Rams since coming there. Kieran Williams, Puka Nacua, Matt Stafford being my MVP pick right now. The defense is playing fairly well. And I just think this Panthers team, you know, they seem to find ways to win. But against the Falcons, I think against other teams, they seem to be a bit less of that. And I think they'll cause problems. I think I can see maybe leading in the first quarter. But I think over the course of a four-quarter game, I see, like the Dolphins, the only way the Rams losing is by losing themselves. Staff a bad game or, you know, defense just allows a knife through butter. But for me, I think it's pretty easy, pretty resounding win for the Rams. For you, Conan, same as me, or are you going for the shock?
I completely agree with you. I'm not going for the Panthers here. No chance. I'm one of the only people on the planet that actually doesn't think that Bryce Young like actually has that much to his game. I think a lot of people are saying that he's clutch and all looking at the entire stats for the entire game. And yeah, he might be clutch for the last drive or whatever, but for the other three quarters of the game, he's subpar, And it's, again, like you said, just other ways that somehow this Panthers team has been winning, whether it's Derek Brown just being a monster and just stopping any single run that comes his way, or divine luck. I do not know, but I'm not high on the Panthers at all. And just like you as well, Andy, I had the Rams as my NFC like champs as well before the season. I thought they are, you know, again, always trusting Matthew Stafford. Funnily enough, also have him as my MVP as well. That caused quite a stir on TikTok when I put that out there, but we'll go into that. But I'm high on Matthew Stafford. Love the defense. Love, like you said, Davante Adams. Watching him live, I got to watch him live in Wembley. He was crazy. Puka Nacua is Puka Nacua. Like, he's just amazing. And yeah, I just think, you know, Sean McVay as well is just a mastermind, really. So I can't see Stafford having a bad game. I can see maybe the Rams struggling running the ball, maybe. And, you know, the only thing that might let them down is because they have to lean so heavily on the pass, that might be a bit too much. But no, I'm high on the Rams. I'm back in the Rams here.
You know what annoys me, right? So I had my plan was to have my prediction being Chiefs against Rams, but then I'm being told on my sleeper app that Matt Stafford's got a back problem, and that just threw me off completely. And I went for the Lions Chiefs. And I wish I just stuck to my guns and said the Rams win that day, because they may not win the NFC, but I just feel like the way it is right now, I mean, this season's been great in terms of everyone's being everyone, but I just feel like I wish I stuck to it, because it would look so good. It would look such a good prediction. Now, the Chiefs could still be a good prediction. The Chiefs could be AFC champions, and that's fine. The Lions could still win the NFC, but I wish I just stuck with the Rams, because that was my whole offseason. If Stafford hadn't had that back problem in the offseason, I would have had Rams Chiefs as my Super Bowl prediction. But yeah, otherwise than that, I did say, I think Lamar Jackson MVP, so that's probably out the window. But yeah, no, certainly after week six, I think Baker was my MVP for the first few weeks. But the last, I've watched the last 5-6 weeks, I think for me, it's Stafford. I think Drake May's probably second, but Matt Stafford for me has had a harder schedule, in my opinion. Next up, we're going to Ohio and the Cleveland Browns, who host the San Francisco 49ers. Canaan, who wins with you?
Oh my god. Where do I start? This 49ers defense is quite beaten up, it's injuries all over the place. It's not looking like, you know, the 49ers defense that we're used to, you know, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa are out. It doesn't look as strong as usual. And, you know, Shador, yes, he had a good game against the Raiders, but that was against the Raiders. The Raiders, let's just remind ourselves, let's not get too hyper on Shador yet. The other thing is, it's quite hard. I mean, rather than rambling, I am backing the 49ers for this game, but it is hard to kind of guess it or to try and pick who, because we haven't seen much of Brock Purdy this year. He hasn't got much of a sample size. You know, we were used to Mac Jones, and that was like that Linsanity run they had. He was looking superb. But now it's back to Brock, and I can't say that I've seen much from him when he's been playing. Kittle's come back. He's looked, you know, real good. Of course, Christian McCaffrey is Christian McCaffrey. Like, that is always going to be the thing. But, you know, this Browns defense and, you know, the lackluster defense that the 49ers have so far, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Browns, like, narrowly win. But it's like a 15-12 win or something, like a narrow win and a low-scoring game. I back the 49ers, but I don't think it's going to be anything stellar. I don't think it's going to be anything for them to go home and write about, really. But yeah, I'll be back in the 49ers for this one.
Well, I hit you with a stat, Cannon.
No.
Now, the Browns have won 5 of the last 7 games against the Niners from the year 1993 all the way to 2023. The Browns have found ways to win. They won the most recent matchup in 2023. That was, I believe, that was during the London game. I remember watching that after the game finished. But records are there to be broken. I'm going for the Niners to win. Niners. Go Niners! They find ways to win despite the injuries for me. And I think the Browns, I think you're right, is the Raiders. And the Raiders are being, I think, way poorer than I thought. Most years you expect them to be bad. But this year, when you think you might have an upturn of form, Pete Carroll, Ashton Gentry, but no, it's been pretty awful. And I think, I don't think that's a good outlier. Now, the Browns have got an elite defense. I think that, and, you know, Quinton Jenkins have been a good running back option for them. But I just think that overall, I think this will be, ironically, against his dad's former team, I think this might be a welcome to the NFL moment. I think he might have a. I can see Gabriel coming back in the game. I am hopeful, Sanders. I am hopeful. I think I'm kind of. I'm not a Sanders stan, but I'm certainly kind of a supporter of him. But I think this game might be one where he has a massive learning curve. And I think the Niners win. Next up is a game that involves the Houston Texans, who shocked everyone with a win against the Bills on Thursday night. Against the Colts team, who we mentioned previously, and now a loss against the Chiefs in overtime. And this might be a shock. I'm going to go for the Texans. And it's a simple, I think that defense is really scary for the Texans. Will Anderson was insane against Bills. And I think as well, I kind of always try and go for his logic as well. The 3-day extra rest is huge, I think, in the NFL. And I think the Colts, I think the way they couldn't get the job done against the Chiefs team, and the way I think the Chiefs showed a blueprint how to beat the Colts by stopping Jonathan Taylor. And I think this Texas team, I think it's going to cause an upset in Indianapolis. I think this could be the start of the unraveling in Lucas Oil Stadium. And I'm going to go for the Texans to win. Kanan, are you going to stick with me or are you going to... You're gonna go Colts.
Oh my God! Though you've set the stage. It sounds so likely now after you said it. So I'm gonna go with the Colts. Horns down, baby. I'm gonna go with the Colts. Listen. It's a little bit similar to the Eagles, where they need a bounce back game. Yes. This Texan defense is major. It is major. And yes, the Colts did struggle against the Steelers defense as well. That Steelers defense was all over them. But. Before I say this, actually, do we know who the quarterback for the Texans will be for that week?
It's a good question, because I think I saw my app tell me that Stroud was still going to be out for the game. But then, even with that, I found Davis Mills put in a fairly good performance against the Bills team. I know the Bills team haven't been great at times against the run, especially, but I do feel like, that defense, but the Broncos, I think, could carry this team to win games. According to an article 4 hours ago on Pro Football Talk, Stroud is still in a, his status hasn't changed since last week. Mika Ryan's told reporters on Monday that Stroud remains in the concussion protocol. So the next update will be on Wednesday. Practice will be at least a day after this podcast is released. So we won't know when this podcast is out.
I'll base it on Davis Mills being playing the game. And I feel like this Colts defense, I was very high on this Colts team as a whole. I felt like not only, obviously they're the number one offense in the league, but the team as a whole, the defense was really, pumping on all cylinders. The special teams was another big one. And, the return yards they were getting on average, the net yards on punt and everything, it was all working as one unit. And that's what I loved about the Colts. Yes, there's been a little bit of bumps in the road, but I do feel like they need a bounce back, and I do feel like this game might be it. I know, yes, the Texas defense is very good, but I think the Colts defense will do more damage against Davis Mills than this defense will do against Jonathan Taylor and Danny Dimes. I can't believe I'm saying that, but yeah, Danny Dimes. So I do see the Colts winning this, and they are also at home. Yes. So I see the Colts winning this, and the more I think about it, the more I'm going against it. So I need to shut up, and I'm back in the Colts.
Jenny, like, never change your prediction, because I literally was predicting the Browns to beat the Raiders, and then I went for a little audible and I picked the Raiders to win.
A little audible.
Thankfully, it didn't matter too much because I still would have lost, but you know, with how close the Jags came to losing that game, I would think this go for your gut. I always try and go for my gut, if I'm honest. Even when, you know, you're watching, I don't know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on TV, and you sort of, and you go for your gut instinct, I'll go for C. But I think, you know, in the heat of the moment when you're being asked the question, it's very easy to change your mind. Next up is your favourite team, the Falcons, traveling to the New York Jets. What a horrible game to watch. What a disgusting, awful game to watch. I'm going for the Falcons to win. I think that this Jets team is pretty bad. I can just see... I can see Kirk Cousins having a bit of a mare, but I think, you know, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Jesse, I just think there's too much stinkiness in the Jets for me to say they're going to win this game. So give me the Falcons.
Now, this could be maybe because I'm just a salty little Saints fan. but all right, fine, I'll say it. Out of pure spite, I'm back in the Jets. I don't care. I do not care. I do not care. The Jets, right. I was there in Tottenham for that Jets-Broncos game, and that was one of the worst games. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but as a whole, probably one of the worst games I watched. I enjoyed it, but obviously from a defensive viewpoint, loved it. Jets defense, loved it. The special teams that they had, the special teams on the day was really good as well. And even with Justin Fields having, I can't even remember how many negative passing yards he had or whatever it was. But I do see that. I see the Jets, out of spite, yes, one. Yeah, I do see the Jets winning out of spite. But also, this defense is quite good. Will McDonald has been playing quite good. And I don't know, you know, they made Lamar Jackson quiet. They made him struggle. So I think the Linsanity run, the Kirko chains is on at the moment, has to come to an end. And I hope it comes to an end. Drake London will be back for that game, won't he?
I actually don't know. I mean, I haven't checked.
Andy, you know what, Andy? Does it even matter? Because the Jets are going to win regardless, okay? The Jets are going to win regardless. But if Drake London is there, that might be an issue. But no, I am backing the Jets here. I see Bijan having a good game, but Kirko Chains might stink up the gaff. So we will see.
Well, next up is the Buccaneers hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Kanan, Buccaneers or Cards?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of state Baker Mayfield's in right now. But he did not look good on that Hail Mary at the end. I mean, he was already injured as it was, and then Todd Bowles threw him out saying, yeah, just throw 70 yards for me. Just this one time. And it looked like he broke every single bone in his body trying to pass that ball. So I don't think he's doing too well at the moment. And that game, that Jacoby Brissett, like, historic game, is really throwing me off. And I think he's throwing a lot of people off, thinking that the Cardinals have something. This one's hard. the Bucks just don't seem like the Bucks, the team that they should be. Now, I had a couple of weeks, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I had Igbuka as my offensive rookie of the year, you know, halfway through the season, and he's not looked anything remotely like that ever since. You know, the running game isn't as consistent anymore. Chris, you know, Godwin hasn't been playing too well. Mike Evans has been injured. It's just been a mess, essentially. I like Tez Johnson, but it's looked a mess with the Bucks team. So I, for some reason, see the Cardinals winning this. I do see the Cardinals winning this, even though I'm not too high on them. Love Walter Nolan, just put it out there. Love him. And I think he'll have something to say. I think everyone kind of forgot how good he was because he was obviously injured for, you know, most of the season. And then once he came back, I think it was against the Cowboys? I think that was his first game back.
I can't remember.
it was something like that. It was against the Cowboys. And everyone all of a sudden was like, oh my God, we completely forgot how good this guy was. And ever since then, he has been like a difference maker in these games because teams haven't been prepping that much, or in that spell, they hadn't been prepping for him because he wasn't playing. So now maybe the Bucks are going to be prepping against him, and Will Johnson is still out there. So, you know, I do see the Cardinals winning this. But yeah, it just depends if their offense gets into a rhythm, really.
Interesting. Now, I've gone for the Bucks to win. I think the Bucks, I can see them losing because the Cardinals, they are due a win. They've had a lot of close scoring games, a lot of, you know, high scoring affairs that they still lost by 20 points. And the Bucks have lost their last three games. They started the season 5-1, and they're now 6-5. Is it 6-5? Yeah, 6-5. You know, but they've played against the Patriots. The season's losses have been against the Eagles, the Lions, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Rams. They've only really lost to bad teams. I think, you know, they got the Cardinals, Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Dolphins, and Panthers. There's, you know, a lot of these are bad teams. So I can see this team going the rest of the year with maybe losing one game. I think this is a very favourable schedule. From watching these games this year, I do question whether they're going to win a game in the playoffs. But in terms of getting any in, especially as division winners with the Panthers hot on their tails, I think that they'll get a job done. But no, they won't be massively. Baker hasn't looked himself. You mentioned Igbuka as well. But obviously, Bucky Irving injury hasn't helped in recent weeks. But I still think, you know, they lost by 24-9 against the Lions, and they lost 34-7 against Rams on Sunday. But they lost by just 6 points against the Eagles. They lost by 5 points against the Patriots. And they lost by, maybe 12 points against the Bills. So they've lost a couple of these games by close margin. So I think, you know, this Bucks team for me, I don't think they're going to go far in the playoffs, but I see them certainly winning this game in week 13. Next up is the AFC South clash as the Jags travel to Tennessee against the Titans. I'm going to go for a Jags win. I think this Titans team, I said it before, I think this is one of the worst teams I've ever seen. I think they are terrible. I don't think they're good at all. And I think, I say it every week now, their win against the Cardinals was the luckiest win I've ever seen in my life. They should be 0-11. They should be 0-11, in my opinion. And I think the Jags team, it's been a really weird Jag team. I think they beat the Chiefs, then they lose some of these games. They lose in horrific fashion, and I think Lawrence for me is, I think he was awful yesterday. I think he's had like a series like 3 miles. I was watching because I was on a flight home to the UK, so I only had to really watch it via Red Zone and then a little bit via the highlights. And whenever I saw the Jags game, it was Lawrence throwing a pick. So Lawrence. Does worry me a little bit. I think ETN looked really good in that win on Sunday. I think this Jags team, I think, are bad, but they're not as bad as the Titans. So give me the Jags to win.
Yeah, I'm gonna back the Jags on this one. I can't see the Titans having two wins or one of them being against this Jags team. For a while, I think what's happened to this Jags team is they had their Super Bowl already. They had their great win against the Chiefs. And since then, it's kind of just plateaued, or it's kind of just gone worse for them since. Because up until then and that game, you know, like I was saying about the Colts, the entire unit was great. You know, Devin Lloyd was looking like a serious contender for Defensive Player of the Year, but then since then it's kind of been quieter, and you know, Travis Hunter's been out and Trevor Lawrence has been hit and miss. At that point, ETN was also hit and miss, but I agree with you. I thought he was great this weekend, and yeah, I can see this Titans defense being an issue for the Jags, but I cannot see the offense being an issue either, or the Titans offense being an issue for the Jags defense. So yeah, give me the Jags on this one. Give me Tricky Trev.
Tricky Trev. Wow, I've not heard that before.
Tricky Trev.
I said before I kind of feel like everyone thought he's next luck. I view him as the next Derek Carr. I don't know, to be honest. Moving on to the later slate, we are going on to the NFC West against the NFC North as the Seahawks host the Vikings, who are going to be without potentially McCarthy. He is on the concussion protocol, but I think McCarthy was playing, I'd still back the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks, whilst they had a tough loss against the Rams, and they're a couple of sticky moments against the Titans, I think they win this game. And I think, you know, when you got, for me personally, the best receiver of the season in your team, in Jackson Smith and Jigba, I think you can win a lot of games that way. Darnold, I think, against an average to below average team, I think, can look good. So I'm going to go for the Seahawks to win. I think their defense is pretty legit as well. I just think that this Vikings team, I think McCarthy showed moments in his first rookie year, but I think they'd be few and far between. I'm really hopeful for him, but I think this season has been really poor. And I think, especially with him out now, I think it's going to be, I can't even think who the third choice is now in Minnesota, but
I'll find out.
He was going to come on in the game, and then by the time he came back to them, the ball got back to them.
It is Max Brosmer.
That's the one. Yeah, I don't know who he is. I don't know. I can't imagine he's any good. So yeah, give me the Seahawks to win.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you on this one. I think the big thing is the Seattle defense, this Mike McDonald led defense, is just superb. And I think this might be the day where we see Justin Jefferson crash out, like maybe Antonio Brown style against the Jets. He generally might just pack it in halfway through the game. He's in quarterback hell at the moment. And playing against the defense, I can see him getting frustrated. I can't think of any positives really for the Vikings here. The defense might prove, you know, problematic for Sam Darnold, especially since, you know, he was there last year, so they kind of have a better understanding of how he operates and, you know, what he likes and dislikes. But I can't see the Seahawks losing this one. I can't make up a scenario in my head where they lose. It's gotten to that point. I can't even make up a fictional game where they lose. I'm back in the Seahawks. Yeah, I don't think the Vikings offensively have got any ounce of, you know, firepower there. Obviously Justin Jefferson, but they have no quarterback capable of getting the ball. And Aaron Jones has been lackluster. Jordan Mason has gone down the drain as well. So, yeah, I'm back in the Seahawks here.
Yeah, I mean, unless Sam Darnold sees ghosts, I think this is going to be a comfortable win for the Seahawks. Next up, I think we'll go through two games very quickly on Sunday, involving the Steelers hosting the Bills and the Chargers hosting the Raiders. I think Bills win. I think this Pittsburgh Steelers team, if Rodgers is still out, I think this would be a get-right game for the Bills. And then Chargers-Raiders, I think this is a game I think I really don't want to watch because it's a Chargers team without their star O-lineman, and it's a Raiders team who have a quarterback who is very interception-friendly at the moment. So, yeah, it's not a game for me, I think, certainly that I want to watch. I'll be watching because of Red Zone, but I don't think anyone's rushing home from work or rushing home from a kid's party to watch this game in America. So, or I should say, Enid Dalatathiai, America.
God. There we are. He's done it again.
So you're going to help Lloyd. There's all the Welsh coming out there.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that one I looked at because I was thinking, I definitely remember doing this in school, talking about in some Welsh lesson. But we will try and fit in some more Welsh words if we can. But not only this time, but when you next come on the show, we'll definitely get some more Welsh. And I want to get to the point where I can do a whole episode in Welsh, but that's probably 20 years off being right. But we'll both be pitching at S4C to host NFL games if that comes on. Canan for you. Steelers or Bills and Chargers or Raiders?
Yeah, I'll try and keep this quick. That Bills-Steelers game, again, like you said, if it's not Aaron Rodgers, then comfortably Bills. If it is Aaron Rodgers, I'm still backing the Bills regardless. It's just going to be a little bit trickier. Pittsburgh defense has been playing really good. Not only TJ Watt and Nick Herbig, love that guy, by the way. Nick Herbig, love him. But Jalen Ramsey's also been quite good at safety as well. But I just back the Bills. I think, again, the firepower the Bills have, I think Josh Allen wants to kind of put his foot back in the door of like, yeah, by the way, I am still that guy. So I think this will be the game for him to do that. And then that Raiders-Chargers game, see, I was a big fan of the Chargers up until, you know, the entire O-line died. And you know what? I would not be surprised in the slightest if the Raiders somehow pull off a dub here. Because, you know, the division game, the Raiders suck. And potentially, the Chargers might take them for granted. So, in a parallel universe, I would be picking the Raiders here. But purely because the Chargers had that stinker game against the Jags, I see them making sure that they get the win against the Raiders because they can't do that twice on the bounce. They can't have a stinker twice. So I see them beating the Raiders, maybe not quite comfortably, but by a quite a big margin there.
Yeah, I think there's too many holes in this Raiders team. Just too many holes. We'll finish off on our two primetime affairs. We've got Sunday Night Football. We got the Commanders hosting the Broncos. And we got the Monday Night Football, the Patriots hosting the Giants. Now, Conan, we'll go to you first. Who wins these two games for you?
I really like the Broncos. I'm a defensive guy. That's mainly how I, you know, score or look at who's going to win all these games. It's like, right, is the defense competent? You know, if not, okay, then I'll see what the offense is about. But this Broncos defense is just top tier. And especially when you have, you know, your Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton, you have your Troy Franklin, RJ Harvey now at the wheel as well. I loved him coming out of college. I loved RJ Harvey. So seeing him now getting the running back one reps that he should have been getting anyway,
I see them winning quite heftily against the Commanders. You know, the Commanders are quite beaten up. I feel like they just want to get this year over and done with. So I don't think it'll look pretty, but I have the Broncos win this one quite easily. Do you want me to give the Giants one as well quickly?
Or yeah,
do you want
go for it. Hit me up.
Yeah. Okay. I see the Patriots winning this one, even though the Giants had, you know, the Jameis Winston did Jameis Winston things and almost beat the Lions. I can't see that happening twice on the bounce. I just can't. Listen, he played for us. I know how he operates. I've seen these games before. I've played these games before. It's not happening again. So I'm back in the Patriots here, and I think the Patriots definitely need it because they weren't the Patriots that we're used to this past weekend. So they need to, you know, kind of put their stamp on it, be like, listen, we are still that team. Don't worry about it. We had a blip, but now we're back on track. Because I think they will be getting grilled all week and be like, right, there's no chance you're letting Jameis Winston have a good game against us. So, yeah, I back the Patriots on that one.
Fair. I mean, I'm the same as you. Everything you said is exactly what I do think the Giants, if Winston plays like that again, I think they could cause the Patriots problems. They are due a loss to Patriots, but they have got the most ridiculously easy schedule in the world. So I'm going to go for the Patriots to win, and I'm going to go for the Broncos to win. I think the Commanders look, I think, lost right now. They've got a lot of old players who aren't maybe the players they were a year ago. They got their star quarterback injured, their star receiver out. I think Darren Payne's back now, thankfully for them. But yeah, it's tough for the Commanders after such a good season last year. But I think they're back down to where we thought they were maybe 2 years ago. But yeah, give me Broncos and give me Patriots. And that means that we have in total four games with different predictions to each other. So we both have one for the Packers, the Ravens, Eagles, Dolphins, Rams, and Niners. And then we've gone for wins for the Jags, Seahawks, Bills, Chargers, and then the Broncos and the Pats. Whereas our four games are different. They are. So our first one is the Chiefs, Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I've gone for Chiefs win. Conan has gone for a Cowboys win. And Sunday, Conan went for a Colt win over the Texans. I went for the Texans. And I went for a Falcons win over the Jets. Conan went for the Jets. And then finally, it was a win for the Arizona Cardinals, according to Conan. And I went for a Buccaneers win. But there we are. That is the conclusion of our Week 13 preview. So, Conan, Davidson on the show, thank you. And Dio, coming on today.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's been a long time in the making. I do apologize for, you know, just not being available all the time. But no, thank you very much for this. And just another one, you're doing God's work. You're doing great work. You're putting all this hard work in all across, not only this channel or this, you know, side of things, but across it. You've got so many different, you know, profiles and everything to cover. So no, you're doing great work. So no, I thank you very much for having me on. And yeah, just keep delivering the goods, man. You're doing good.
Well, thank you very much. thank you very much. I mean, it's, yeah, very busy time at the moment, but you know, it's all for the love of the game. Speaking of which, I kind of alluded to it early on, and that's why, for those who were wondering why I was speaking Welsh, it was because you do host a Welsh speaking NFL podcast called Dear Helmet and Fitio. First of all, tell the audience who don't speak Welsh what that means, but also what you can look forward to on the podcast or on the show or on the socials, and where can they find you?
Awesome. So, at the helmet, the feature essentially is just, does the helmet fit? So that's what that means. So the name of the podcast is Does the Helmet Fit, or helmet.pod on socials. And yeah, you know, I'll on the actual podcast itself, I'll just ramble on about why I think of the games, why I think, you know, I'll pick certain games. I'll go, right, this is what I really like, the stat line, the, you know, who played well, whatever drama, whatever news is happening during the week. I'll talk about that as well. The whole point of it is obviously, you know, they're not only promoting Welsh language and encouraging Welsh people to get involved, but is also trying to make the game simpler, because the one factor that always comes up when I talk to, you know, people who aren't following the sport is, oh, I've tried getting into it, but there's just so many rules, or it just so long, or I don't know what's happening half the time. So if I can talk through it in just like simpler terms with no jargon, then the hope is that people then, you know, start watching it. So that is the hope. And then on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, I do try and do more like bilingual stuff. So it's not entirely Welsh stuff. I do sometimes do like little rundowns of what happened in the week, or if there's something that's caught my eye, I'll make a video about it. But yeah, that's just trying to promote the game in Wales and promoting the Welsh language as well, because yeah, I love it.
fantastic. So yeah, go find, if you are interested and you are listeners and you do speak Welsh, or just NFL fan in general, go hit up that podcast. But in the meantime, this has been the Across the Pod NFL podcast with your host, as ever today, Andy Davis, with our guest today, Cunnan Anoil. And we'll see you guys next time. Take care.
See ya.